So we are manifesting here the principle of this practice, or this this meditation type, this form of meditation, which is from the gross to the subtle, from the gross experience to the subtle. This is still gross what we do. On a gross level we begin to become present to the moment, purify. Then when I sit quiet, I come in contact with the energies inside. Also I come already now in contact, but yet that isn't enough. It is not close enough. You see, by the movement, we still move, and mind has lots of, it gets just invitations. But when I sit quiet, I can directly direct the mind to the energies which I now awaken or stimulate, you see. Those who are sitting longer will see the difference, that we don't get, that we are not replacing this kind of meditation with the quiet one. We just practice sharpening the mind in it. Also get stimulation how to do it at home when life is manifesting itself in my action with me. So I know some are very angry with me, and some are feeling it is maybe also boring, but sitting quiet is also boring. Going to work is boring. Driving the bicycle 20 miles is boring. Eating every day can also be boring, but it's always the same food. Work can be boring. Life is repetition. And when we are not awake to it and attentive and awaken to that circle to me where I always go back to my home, I will never come out of that vicious cycle of living a boring, dead life. See? Here we renew ourselves. Many, many levels we can learn, and to many dimensions we can awake. The final then is really to break through the walls of ignorance, through the walls of our condition. Where we see the truth about our being, that it is a process functioning together with mind or mentality. And it is conditioning itself, very close interwoven, and it's going on and on without me. There is none. Nobody directs it. All moving by itself. And that is the final goal, to see that. Then you have broken through the wall of the final dissolution, the final ignorance, that I, what I call me, is really very questionable. That in fact doesn't exist. It's just the built up, the structure of all our thinking, all our experiences, of all our relating to an I which we think is here. And then when that is seeing, on the road to this, we get peaks of it and touches. You see, when I move like that, I leave it here, touches, I pick up, I am totally in my arms. I am attentive to the movement of the arms. I'm attentive to my head moving at the same time. This moves at the same time. I'm mindful. I'm mindful. Mindfulness is functioning. This body. See, where's me? It crowds you out. It tells you on very small, little levels, small dimensions, that me is really just put there to replace my ignorance. And that's enlightenment. That's really knowing.
But what about the experiencer?
You have it under observing. The experiences. It's a feeling. But then you are above that or you below it. Because there is something which is observing. And then out of that observing relationship comes with practice and awareness, which isn't quite anymore coming out through the senses. It's below because both is in it. See? It's below the sense experience. The experience is all the time. It's the knowing of it. See? Out of, at this point, and then it becomes an awareness. And it's only awareness, then there is the awareness of what is going on, you see. And what about the experience? It sits. Who will be eating, maybe? Will be going to sleep? But then there is that consciousness there which is always present. Stand up and lean against the wall, yeah? Let the head so sit down straight. Nice. Yes. Good. Breathe deeply. So. You see, it's hard to we can't imagine as a world which isn't quite not familiar to us. So, practice deeply mindfulness continuously and let in that always the experience be acknowledged, known. It's a knowing thing. And the experience experiences then, whatever is to be done. But he is under the light of the knowing, you see. There was a great word saying, it's by the German mystic and poet, the personality is a beautiful thing, but which means me, but in the light of the knowing or the wisdom or the enlightenedness, it fades away. It is not there, it fades away. It isn't so big anymore. It fades, becomes pale, it recesses actually. It's still there, but it is pale. The fire is not anymore there. The fire of my hindrances, the fire of my passions, the fire of my hate and my love, all that is burned. And there's only come. When all that is, then it's real love there. When all the fire burned out is love. That's real love. Love too, which unites everyone. Because you are open in your energy, everything. You're not holding a little castle here to me. It's open. Flowing relationship. And toward that we move. We don't really move toward it because our practice is giving us that each moment of experiencing a taste of it. My practice lets me experience that. The quiet mind we are developing here lets me experience here and then more love, more openness, more receptivity, for harmony, and let subside all these things which disturb us. Well, I don't know, I didn't want to say this. It just came to perhaps imprint upon our parting minds once again what we are doing. Only for one reason, said Buddha, for no other reason than for the reduction of suffering. Isn't that nice? No goofiness at all. No kooky kasandi. No magic, no mystical. It's just a reduction of suffering. That's everybody's responsibility also. And this is a responsibility we have taken up for ourselves. To deeply enough do it, it has radiation and power in a very positive way, uniting way. This unites. Love unites. Purity unites. Even has the power to unite what is parted. So the powers of life and ignorance. So, any question? Sven?
Oh yes, a lot.
For sure.
But for the moment, I was thinking about what Björn said and your answer to that. And I think you also said, you have said several times here during the course, we have to give up.
Yes.
What? Yeah. At first, we have to give up a lot, but we have also to give up our personality, our I.
But in the beginning are things which strengthen the egocentricness of us. We give up hate, ill will. We give all those qualities up. We give extreme desire up, which is indulgence, which is hurting. That doesn't mean we don't wish anything anymore. You see, we give up what brings more the things, the energies in me to balance.
Yes, but I'm not sure that we give up.
Oh yeah, right. Yes, very good.
We can't give up.
No, exactly. Very good point.
It's given up.
Yes, by what?
For us.
Yes. By what? By being permissive?
Yes, when we are acting, when we are working with ourselves, the I will be smaller.
Right.
Or it will maybe go away.
Yes.
In the end.
It goes away by being permissive. That's one way. Permissive in learning to see the things how they are within this mind-body. Through that we come to it. You see? You observe all what is here as it is. This original function and structure of my being through which I experience comes now under the light of somehow becoming conscious what it is doing on a grosser level outside and then on the finer level under the skin, you see? And there you give up naturally. It isn't a giving up. It is through the recognition, through the gaining of understanding of it, it falls away. That's this non-giving up. It's a giving up without giving up. Anything else is but You see, when it is too gross sometimes and too difficult, the people have to have help to they take rules and take some they imitate sometimes the state of giving up, so they become more in the field of moral conduct, for example. Well, if you cannot give it up out of your own inner insight, you give it up out of maybe intuitional understanding, intellectual understanding. Some different levels you can give up, you see, because you recognize it also on analytical and intellectual level. This is hurting, this is not good. And then gradually it becomes expressing itself, wisdom or energy, which can understand itself and then it picks it up. Because in this process, the I gets weakened. And the less I you have, the less power is behind to express an I. It's a very fantastic process, you see. And naturally, in the process, it is creating nicer relationships, more loving, more openness, more feeling together, more cooperation, more consideration, in that the reduction of suffering takes place. It's just a marvelous cosmic dance.
Yeah, because, yes. Also the results are burning the eye.
Yeah.
Love is burning the eye very much.
It's wonderful. It's worth trying, at least. Mm-hmm. You see? And then we have support, you know, the Sangha support, the Gemeinschaft, the community supports, and it's also a very nice this knowing you are doing this consciously, this moving toward recognizing the true nature or the self or your divinity, acts as a supporting power for a community, as a unity.
It's a very deep paradox here,
yeah.
Because in the moment you are working with the I, there is no I.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when you have discovered how to act, and when you can act, you are not occupied by any I.
Right. But you see, this is it's a process which we are not so linear.
No.
Move on a wide field, so there will be sometimes moving on the level of coming from the more true wisdom. The wisdom mind speaks sometimes. Sometimes speaks just the samsara mind. And according to my understanding and development, I will understand sometimes more when I speak from the samsara mind, and sometimes more when the wisdom mind speaks. You see? And even the wisdom mind has several dimensions. You can even call the samsara mind, which begins to understand a little the wisdom mind. Huh? But the conflict, the paradox of which you speak comes because we really don't know yet what it means without I. You see, we don't. Logical mind is very incapable to understand that. And because logical mind is asserting the self, so it's very incapable to do that. So we should we just be careful. We only know from great wisdom that there is no self. But actually every moment I assert myself in self. But I can become more sensitive to what its gross expressions, and through practice and become more aware of its tendencies and of its conditioning this I, and the tendency of strengthening this I, being what we call egocentric or so, and become more aware of this process. So in that, it, as you say, it weakens and becomes less. But that is, we don't need to, though, let me say this, the nicest thing in this practice is, as perhaps in others, but especially in this, is that it is based on our own experience. We have a body and a mind which through which we experience the things of which we talk. So each thing we talk about is actually able to be confirmed through my own experience, just by a movement like that, you see. Or by sitting quietly and being in tune with the energies, observing also the constant change here, the law of nature of impermanence. Things arise in my body and fall out of existence. Just as on a gross level, I myself arise into this existence and go out of it. Everything what arises has to fall, to get out of existence. Impermanence, and that is the basis for all our unsatisfactoriness. And the basis exactly also for our beginning to understand our process, you see. The beginning for our practice. To find out what we are, how it functions here. And in that we come to wisdom mind. Mm-hmm. And you see, knowing is has one character, a very beautiful one, which means it's feeling safe when I know. When I know where I'm going, I feel safe. I know that road. It goes there. I feel safe. On a very ordinary level, knowing gives you some certainty. If you don't know anything, and in a dark way, in darkness, you have to go to a place. God, what am I going to meet you? How do I find it? The worry about getting lost and what to meet on that, and where there are crossroads and do I go into the right one, is very upsetting the being. The same with us. Where do I go? What do I need? Why do I do this? I'm not knowing. Therefore, I'm in constant anxiety. And this is, the practice is awakening to it. And awakening means I begin to understand, to know. It's in many ways, in many colors you can say this. Did it make sense to you? Miguel, did it make sense? Sounds good?
It's like no one is speaking.
Right.
Hey, can I ask one?
Yes, Björn.
Is there only intellectual difference between ego and I?
No.
What's the difference?
It's a term for something, for this process, you see. It is the I, the ego, what we mean. From the level of Vipassana, or this saying, coming to the truth of yourself, is standing for this process that acts out and relates everything in very to its personality. Good or bad, doesn't matter. It says, I am reading, I am sitting, I am giving, I am misery. I'm hating, I'm loving, huh? I. And I really believe that there's something, some that gives you also the idea that there is something here, if I only would come to that, then I would experience it also, this I. It's like somebody sits here and what I experience is not me. Makes always a distance, that's what it is, I. But when you see it in terms of energies, in terms of the real truth, is what is going on, it's not I am doing it, but energy moving, directed by a demand, by a mental factor, attention, and will, and concentration. And the experience is feeling hardness, or inner movement, or heat, elements. You see? It's a process going on, very rational. But you can experience that to a certain extent. And when the more you come to experience, it sounds like it is very uninteresting, just the elements and energy and feeling. Huh? But when you really see that, great reverence comes for life. Great care, you see the precariousness of us, just energy. See? You feel all that. You be very careful. You experience your hand as on the atomic level, where only atoms are and movements. And when those hands are grasping or touching, they are really different than when you think it is somebody here who does it. Huh? That it would be different. So it's subtle. So it's nice. It gives us, in the process, some certain sensitivity to life. It gives us care and love in the process. So the practice is already the experience, you see, in Buddhist supra mental or of the enlightened mind, let me say that. It's already the experience. The practice itself. It's not to wait for something. You are always in it. You can do it this moment. Here and now is always the full universe here, in the circle, in your own being. But the moment you move out, you lose it. You don't go home. You move out and create a world separated from the body, from the energies here, when the mind alone flies out. Well, I think we could talk the whole night. Huh? In candlelight. I'm sitting on the floor. So, we have a visitor here, friend from the newspapers. Björn is always very careful, caring. He always thinks of these things. He did the same. So, did it make sense to you?
Yes, it does. A bit anyway. I haven't read anything else myself, but my mother has read a lot about meditation.
Mm-hmm. It's very nowadays. It's very open now. You see, it seems that many come to that recognition of feeling that we are the way we are going in that stress. In our society, the stress and the hurriedness and the involvement in the experiences all the time, that we are living ourselves out of this original being, you see. We separate and create a world of desire, of pleasure, of pursuit of pleasure.
But I think it's all the same when I'm going out in the world, it's quiet and I'm just sitting down, thinking of nothing, I'm just sitting down.
Now?
No, when I sometimes I want to be quiet and alone, like go out into the woods and just sit down.
Yes.
I think it's rather the same experience.
Yes. The awareness that this mind body has to come to some quiet and recuperation.
Yeah.
When you do that more conscious, not just going into the woods, you must then also become aware of what the mind is doing and what it is thinking and how you relate to it. Then in that, there you are recuperating very much this mind-body energy and gaining also some wisdom for what to do. You come in connectedness with your, let me say, deeper life force, and that by law, you see, that is a natural law. If I am in connectedness with my life force, my original life force, spiritual life force, all actions will be much more conscious, much more better, flowing, and pro-life. Quite differently when I then separate and go out of it. So therefore, meditation on is will be a very natural thing if people begin to see this wrong living of ourselves. The extreme restlessness which nowadays is, you see, out of a restless, chaotic state, nothing good can come.
No, of course not.
No. So, in that, regardless of the high goal we speak of, realizing your deeper nature, so your ultimate human goal, and just on the very common daily life living, it is a very wonderful thing. All religions strive toward that too, and want to give you that too. Many priests are coming nowadays to these practices, from the Catholic as well as from the Protestant. In America, I have monks even coming from orders such as Trappist monks and Benedictine monks to deepen through this quieting or observing the process. Deepening their own practice, you see. Even the monasteries have weakened their spiritual life force, gone astray from their original destination to be model, to come to awaken the deep originality in themselves or divinity, you see. And they are sent as in a society which are very powerful and strong, for they are living only for this purpose. So we can look up to them, we can go to them, we can replenish ourselves, and though the churches, so we have to give a renaissance to all of that, because everything with the new begin of the industrial zero is industrial movement 200 years ago. Ever since, it's weakening. So we have to do it again. That is just cycle of it. It's nothing to show fingers of it. They are bad and we are good. Not at all. It is just we are participating in the full life and going actually the natural circle. It's watering down, 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 down. It doesn't go anymore. We're going crazy now. We have to do something about ourselves. And pick up and make a renaissance again for our to realize or manifest our human potential again. You see?
Yeah.
What do you think, sister? That's what we are doing. You are doing, I'm doing, everybody doing. And you can do it in all fields, not only by teaching this, you can manifest yourself as you go home in your field of work, in your art. You express your more awakeness through your art. You bring a different art than with a distracted mind or with an idea. Through music, through being a housewife, raising a child, you see. Being a member of Luz Barca. See? When you awake to your self more conscious, everything, also the work I'm doing is more conscious. It's be seen as an event or something in life out of which I only learn from more manifesting myself, for my potential. You see? Samsara becomes just to live, out, as a learning event for my potential, realizing my human potential. So, we must be writing fast. It goes
No. Just some words.
Yes, probably you are very used to that. Mm. Picking up the essential.
I'm trying to anyway.
So, how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling quite tired actually.
Tired. Yes.
Yeah, it's really interesting what you're saying, but I think it's it's what I can take for the moment.
You don't need to take it. That is your desire. Why don't you sit? You greedy one. Sit with your tiredness and be happy. You don't need to take everything. I don't say that you need to take it. No. We had a guest and I was speaking.
Yes, I understand.
And it was our guest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that may be enough. What is the time now?
10 to 9.
Well, you were supposed to go out and listen to, look at into fire, hmm?
So?
What do you want to do still?
I've been hearing.
Not tired?
No, not
see?
For that.
Not too tired.
I'm tired.
But I like you to get up and to make a circle or to stand. And we are closing. In a circle, in meditation and standing. Not so, you don't need to make it so big, just a nice circle. Everybody like to see the two much backwards. Make nice concrete and close circle like this. Good. Good. That's nice. Very good. Don't crowd out the next one. I see only yes. Everyone is seeing good. And standing now. heavy heat, carry your weight. Thoughts also stand in your feet and sink into the floor. And this is purity. At the moment, in our awareness, let us send thoughts of loving kindness toward all breathing beings. With good intention, the eyes asking you to listen. May they all sleep happily this night. May they all awake to a happy day. May they all be able to master their unwholesome karma. And may I myself be able to do so too. Are you all meditating?
No. I can't see that.
Faces never lie. Never cheat you. You have no idea how eloquent a face is. If you are very at home with yourself, you are practicing meditation deeply. You even can read thoughts. Not that you really can read it, only because you become to know, you come to know, to understand the function of the mind, how it operates. And then you know that there is no other way than to think that way. That's the law of karma. You get to know. But I didn't want to give you a lecture at all. Since we're not meditating and we're waiting, please get up. Take your tent with you and bring it outside. Take it out. Don't want to see it. Björn, that's a surprise. Huh? Yeah, huh?
Yeah.
Yes. Never know. Take that tent out. So, are you comfortable there? You can sit here. Yes, right now.
There's nobody here.
I'm sitting alone.
Oh, just you and then I was like alone.
Oh, I see.
But you have to be back later.
You need to do it now.
Oh, okay, I can wait.
We still will sit, you see. We will afterwards.
Oh,
but
you
can
do it. Oh, yes, yes.
It's better when one is when it is coming. Don't worry, you get all the pictures you like. All the tents go out, and you bring yourself back. No, she should sit on. She can sit here because I go away from here.
You
would
have.
Oh, not on the floor. We need the space. You come and sit here and look at it.
Yeah.
Come back. I didn't mean to throw the baby out of the basket. Bring at least the baby back. Hmm? So, yes. Get up. You don't like it, you can go. But you know, that's practice. Elasticity, pliability of the mind is one of the great qualities. It's absolutely necessary to come to penetrate your insight, your being. With a stubborn mind, with a mind which is full of my own will, you never will do it. You're just hanging out the pasture here. Huh? You have the wrong teacher. Totally wrong. But any other idea? So, let's just begin.